This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
We'll go check, Nebo.
Welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and today, Vanderpump Rules Wednesday, as always. I am so happy to have in the studio a Vanderpump Rules OG herself, Katie Maloney. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
We're like a little over halfway through season 11. You just filmed a reunion.
Yeah.
What's the vibe?
The vibe is, just surviving.
Yes.
Clinging to life. No, just kidding. just surviving. It's good. It's good.
Can you take me back in time a little bit to like this time last year, a little after this time last year, when a lot was happening. A lot of attention was being paid to every little move and post. And like, what was it like to live through that time after being on this show for 10 years? Like, you were not new to the spotlight as a reality TV personality, but this was something completely different.
Oh, totally. I was just thinking, like, what month are we?
March. It's March right now.
Yeah, no. I mean, we were just like mere weeks into that hell. And I just remember, like, it was unbelievable. Everyone, it was unbelievable to everybody. But to us especially considering that it was just day after day.
Yeah.
Week after week, just, like, more things kept revealing itself. And I was like, can this please end? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
It was inundated with information and attention, and we were, I think at this point, maybe still filming again, mm-hmm. So it was intense, and yeah. It was just trying to process what was happening and a lot of heightened emotions, obviously. So yikes.
I feel like also doing the show for so many years, you must get in a rhythm of like, we film for these amount of weeks and months, and then at a certain point the show premieres and there's an episode every week and, you know, people talk about it, but like the story kind of isn't like developing in real time like that always while the show is airing. Like,
yeah, I was just talking about it this morning with Megan, actually. It is like this sort of sense of like cyclical arrested development in ways where it's like you film like this chunk of your life and then, you know, it's the turnaround is like whatever, but like you kind of sit in it because you're like talking about it like in mm-hmm. interviews, you know, and then it comes out and you sort of relive it and then you're talking about it.
Yes.
Like here, you film the reunion and then you're like, okay, we're done, but you're like not really done.
Yes.
And then you start filming again and then it's like kind of filming that chunk of life. So it's like, it's sort of like these seasons,
yeah,
if we will call it, of your life that you kind of just heavily focus on. And then you're sort of living your other life outside of it that's not being filmed and not being talked about. It's compartmentalizing your life in ways that like is so not normal or natural that it's hard to really explain. I'm trying to do right now. I'm like,
I think though, like, in the challenge of explaining it, you're showing how strange it can be. And then when you come back to film season 11, not that long after everything has kind of unfolded in the spring, do you feel like the approach to the season changed at all because there had been so much attention and information and all of that?
Yeah, I think it had to.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a choice. I think for, you know, a long time our show was, you know, we didn't break the fourth wall at all. But I think because of the attention that the show got, we had to address it. Mm-hmm. There was no way around that. It would have been, you know, we would have been lying to everyone, including ourselves, to not mention any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that also kind of happened a few seasons ago when it was like everybody stopped working at Sur, that it was like, yeah, we're like, this is our life. It's not like we're not just like showing up at a certain time.
Yeah, because I mean, this show was became like very popular over time, and there was a lot of people that, you know, where what shows are out there that, you know, it takes place where there's a backdrop of a, of an actual location that people go to and show up at, like this, where, you know, it came, it got to a point where we almost couldn't work there anymore. Yeah. Like we really couldn't, like we had to keep modifying our shifts and our, yeah, our roles there to the point where it's like, we had to just.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen Peter on like a Thursday night at Sir, like even he can't like whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, I would have a section of tables that I would just, I would go to like, you know, put an order in, and then I would just be like taking pictures for like 20 minutes. And yeah, it wasn't fair to the rest of the people that worked there. It wasn't fair to the tables. The people that are coming in there is terrible service.
Yeah. 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 It's like we have other priorities besides tables at this point.
It just became that. It became like this, like two very different things that were happening at once. Yeah.
Is it, I feel like in the last year, there must be kind of an interesting thing that happened where like, before it was like you were taking pictures with people at Sir because that was like the place that people knew you from. And then after it's like, is that just everywhere now? Like,
it depends, honestly. Like some, I don't know, I could go a whole day out and about in the world and no one says anything. Or I don't know. I don't pay attention. I don't know. I don't notice things.
Yeah.
Or I'm, you know, at the grocery store and everywhere and all day long. I don't know. It truly just depends on the day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So going into this season, what do you feel like was kind of your like ideal outcome of the season? Because obviously you're not on amazing terms with everybody that is on the show.
I'm not.
You're not. Perhaps. What was Katie's personal like goal for the season?
Well, much like dating, I try not to be committed to any kind of outcome. I keep the expectations super low. I don't know. I had no idea. Listen, I knew how I felt. You know, I kind of like have to just lead with like my own integrity and just kind of let that be like my compass, my guiding light. I didn't know, because again, like not a lot of life have been lived. So it was too hard to know how other people were processing those emotions and like what was going on, and the dynamic was so messed up and weird. So I didn't know how things were going to evolve. I mean, I kind of, when I was asked, you know, who do you think would cave first when it came to Tom, I kind of joked, but I was like, oh, Sheena. And I didn't know because she was pretty adamant and like, you know, in how she felt about things, but it was really hard to predict.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to. I just was like, I can only control myself and how I feel. And so
I think it's hard because when you're filming a show, obviously it is, you know, there's like an inclination to have these kind of like story beats, I guess, of like things progressing at a certain rate. But like you're saying, it's like this is a really complicated situation. Not a lot of time had passed. Like, having these sort of like weekly breakthroughs of people's relationships and stuff doesn't necessarily feel authentic to you. It seems like
I can't just fake the funk, really. I understand it's a show and I understand what would be so great, you know, to happen. But like also like I have to do what feels authentic to myself. Like I have to be able to back up my actions, the things that I say, regardless of what we're doing, you know, that's important to me.
Yeah, I think it's interesting watching the season because I feel like there's sort of this idea that you and Ariana are like moving the goalposts of who has to do what to whatever. And I actually think that you and her have been super consistent from day one of like, these are my boundaries, take it or leave it, kind of.
It's not about like, you can't do this or you should do this. It's just, I'm just asking like, hey, like, I just want to know like if this is how you're feeling based on like you held very strong opinions that seemed to be rooted in your own integrity from your own like experiences. So like, if that's changed, has your whole entire opinion about this particular concept or this theme changed? Because to me, like if I were to change that much about opinion, like that would be like a life shift.
Yeah.
That would be like a big, one of those things, which can happen mm-hmm. over time, like over time.
Right. Not over
overnight. That's what I mean. Like it was rapidly changing. And so if I'm not coming at anyone, those things or trying to like control them, but I'm just kind of calling out like, or just calling into question like behaviors, you know, but no one's trying to like move the goalpost. Ariana was, people want to question whether it's an ultimatum, but she just was kind of basically like, be friends with whoever. Like, you want to be friends with him, you want to forgive him, go right ahead. But like, if that relationship ultimately makes me feel uncomfortable, I'm going to probably remove myself or just probably not be investing as much in it as
right.
I would. But she's never said, I'm going to not be your friend. I was maybe just condensing or like saying like, okay, so basically what you're saying is maybe that friendship will change.
Yeah.
And maybe it will not look like a friendship anymore. But I was just trying, because
if you were to put a label on it, perhaps it would be a different label.
Yeah, but I don't think anyway. I think we were just kind of like, well, this is how I feel, and it's not really. I'm not changing, right? At least not right now. I don't know what's going to happen in 10 years, but
yeah.
Unless strong opinions held loosely, and upon new information, then you can change it. But I wasn't getting new information. Okay. I wasn't seeing anything new happening.
Well, so. I think that's kind of like the crux of the conversation that you have with Tom Sandoval in this week's episode at Ariana and also Tom's house. Like, he's saying certain things that seem like the right things to say in theory, but you're basically just saying like, okay, then do it. Then show me. Then.
Yeah. It's like words, 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 words.
Yeah.
Great. I can talk all day too, but like, I think showing, using your actions, mm-hmm. I think is more important.
I think like what you were saying kind of about the length of time and the kind of amount of effort that's needed to actually change those feelings, it clicks with that too, because it's like, okay, like, great. Like, you're saying this now and I hear you, but like, it's still going to take, it's not going to be like, I'll get back to you in an hour kind of thing. Like,
yeah. Also, I kept noticing him saying those things and trying to like really show some kind of, or no, sorry, not show, but trying to talk about an apology or, you know, being contrite, but not showing it.
Yeah.
And if you didn't play into it, he would turn around and go, okay, well, F you then. And like, if he didn't get his way, he would act out and turn around and kind of double down and, you know, retroactive. I don't know what the word is, but like, go back on it.
Yeah.
And you're like, see,
I think the idea
you're not sorry.
I think the idea of accountability is always kind of this like looming thing of like, okay, like it's not just like a checkbox. It's like a process of showing that you are being accountable. Like
talk about it. You'll be about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any part of you that is like, I wish I went on that Tahoe trip?
No, no, it looked awful. I mean, it was really pretty. Tahoe is beautiful. I would love to go to Tahoe, but like, no, I'm good.
Yeah. Obviously like watching these shows, it's always like a bummer, I guess, when not everybody goes on the trip together. But at the same time, I'm like, just, I feel like truly, personally, it wouldn't have made sense for you and Ariana to be there.
No, I mean, we said like, if everyone was going to a hotel, if there was a kind of that, mm-hmm. where there was true like separation and there wasn't the real goal of like really trying to, you know, kumbaya with everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, then perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
We know the business, you know, but I just, it didn't feel right.
Yeah. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times.
One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week. Grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite. Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Watching the episodes though, like not having been there and then watching the episodes, were there moments that were like surprising or illuminating to you in a way that you weren't expecting necessarily? Or do you feel like you had kind of already arrived at whatever conclusions you needed to?
I mean, what on God's green earth was that meditation junk? Like that was manipulation at its finest. Mm. Look this person in the eyes. Like I would have been like, get effed.
I'm not like a meditator to begin with. Like I feel like having somebody else like guide me through something is always like a little bit like,
oh, I will get down with that. Okay. Like all day long.
It was like a little,
I will meditate all day long. But like, I just felt like I felt bad for Shane in that moment. Cause like, yeah, she was clearly so deeply uncomfortable with it and having to look him in the eyes. And this is the last time you're ever going to see them. I could not believe what I was watching. I was just
it was dramatic.
It was beyond.
That's like a good call with Sheena specifically, because you mentioned that like, if you had to have predicted who would like, you know, fold first, that it would have been Sheena, but also like, that didn't help.
No, I think she was trying to like really work through problems, but like having moments like that, or really being like forced into those types of situations and positions, like didn't like help her, because she just was like, I'm wrestling with these feelings and thoughts, and maybe she wasn't ready for something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
She was clearly really struggling with that. And that just like was...
And she was like, I mean, there was like stuff with her and Brock that she was, you know, working through also, which I think this season has been like very, you know,
she's going through complicated. Some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. So.
And I think that's one thing where like all of you that have been on this show for all of these years now, it's like, even if you're not always seeing eye to eye on a given situation, like you've all been through it enough to a point where like everybody can kind of like get it.
Yeah. Oh, fully. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I've been... But there's some few things on this show.
Yeah. 11 years is a long time.
I know. Like a lifetime. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Do you ever think about like going back all of those years, like if certain things had worked out differently and this show like wasn't what it was, or you did it for a season or two and then it went away? Like, or is it kind of tough to go in that direction?
I mean, sliding doors, right? Yeah. There's so many options that I could have, but like how I don't even know what different options I could arrive at. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know where I'd be. I'm glad. Yeah. I wouldn't want to change anything.
Okay.
As wild as it's been and hard at times, I wouldn't change it. I like how my life has ended up.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good, watching yourself on a show for 200 something episodes, which is just like, it's crazy, but it's like if you nitpick it too much, then it's like that's all you would ever think about.
Yeah, there's too much to choose from. No, but truthfully, it is very, yeah, it's illuminating to watch yourself. It's, I mean, if you can be self-aware, if you can really like be introspective and honest with yourself, it's a really powerful thing to be able to do it. It's not easy. But I'm grateful for it.
Yeah.
I would do it all over again. But
Do you watch like old episodes ever? Like if it's on TV or something, are you like, get that away from me? Or
no, sometimes when I see it's like it's a random episode from like season 3 and I'm I remember like the highlights, the big moments from like previous years, but I'll forget about an entire like little storyline or something that had happened. And I'm like, this is so funny. I forgot about that.
Because, I mean, there's so, so much text to pull from.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. People, like random characters that I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot. Like, who was it randomly? Tiffany, this girl that Jack dated. I was like, oh, my God, when they went to San Diego and she set up this, like, whole hotel room for them and they brought, like, girls back. I'm like, jeez. I forgot about that.
Well, that's been, honestly, it's been, I feel like we've had a little bit of, like, deja vu with some of the people that Sandoval has been hanging out with this season a little bit, like seeing Kyle Chan in the mix. I'm like, oh, he did somebody's engagement ring, I think.
Everyone's engagement ring.
And then like Billy Lee is in at the pool party. And I'm like, wow, like this is a cast of characters.
It's vintage. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do feel like, so we've met Joe the last couple weeks on the show. I feel like you have been proven right with the audience about Joe very quickly.
Yeah. Listen, my goal with that was not to be rude or mean. It was, honest. I mean, I was in a different place when I was speaking about that on social media. I wouldn't probably take that approach or use that type of
fair
language. But I was in a different place, but I mean,
I think that people had strong reactions to seeing them together on the show last week. And then there's some more.
Oh, my.
There's a turtle story that just is.
I will say, watching Joe on the show was a journey for me because I went, you know, I was like, I didn't expect to have the reaction I did.
Does it feel like, I mean, obviously you and Tom have been, you know, separated apart for a couple years now. It's not so fresh anymore. Does it feel like kind of ultimately like a good step that it's like, okay, we're like on our separate journeys now?
Yeah, of course. No, I wanted us to get to this place where, you know, we could move on and date and try to like be on our own paths and journey. It's a little weird at times where I'm just like, oh my God, he's like fully like. Good for him. You know, like, in a way.
I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah. I mean, usually you don't have to like be watching them actively. Fair. And vice versa. You know, like I know like, but I was a little disappointed in him though. I will say that much.
Expand on that.
Well, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
You'll see why I get.
Yeah. We've got some episodes left
to
go.
But coming between him and Joe. It's been,
yes. Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I thought it was interesting to see on this week's episode, Sheena, before Sandoval had that conversation with you, Sheena was sort of coaching him to have that conversation with you and to take accountability and on those things. Did you know that she had kind of sent him in that direction when Tom talked to you, or was that like new information watching the episode? It's like the night, I think you're in somewhere in Atwater Village, and it's, and you and Ariana show up and they're very surprised to see you. It's like Sheena goes up to Tom and is like, to Tom Sandoval. And it's like, you should apologize to Katie because it was hard that you were doing a restaurant with her.
Oh, we're at the Belmont.
Yes.
Of course.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, no. You know, I was a little bit, because, and it's, I feel like this is where, it's like Sheena's like kind of fatal flaw where she really does want to do the best thing. Mm-hmm. And I think she's like trying to help, but she's like overcorrecting in ways where it's like, okay, well, the bar wasn't, like you doing the bar with Tom wasn't the thing that gave us a divorce. Like, or the reason why I asked for the divorce. Like, it's like, you're like close, but like off by a mile.
Right.
You know, like you're headed in the right direction, but just like go, like you're just like off by a mile. So I can see that. And the same thing with like the stuff with like Ariana, and like Ariana's like, you're like begging him to apologize to Ariana, but like Ariana at this point doesn't want the apology.
Yes.
She wants him to just kind of like leave her alone and like make her life not hell. You know what I mean? So it's like, what you're doing is, the intentions are good.
Right. Like, I appreciate the intention, but like, I would have rather you not had that conversation.
Yeah, but just maybe like, just leave it alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I was a little surprised because it's like, girl, I don't really want that either. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I simply was just stating like why I feel the way I feel, because he has not been good to me. You know, he's been horrible to me over the years for X, Y, and Z. So this is the way I feel. I don't need you to like go tell him about that. Yeah. And like demand that, you know, he do anything about it, because he's not going to.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can do at this point.
How do you view Lala's approach to sort of the issues in the group this season compared to Sheena's? Because they're it feels like they're sort of trying to do the same thing a little bit, but maybe going about it in different ways.
Yeah. I know that Lala really, you know, her goal is to be empathetic and understanding. And that's great. And Lala is the type of person that she is that person. You know, like, I know she has such a soft heart. And she is, you know, she feels so much love for people. So I don't know why she needed to like sort of like overextend in such ways to like Tom or anything like that. Like, she could just be that on her own. But the only problem was, I feel like she wasn't really extending that as much to Ariana. Mm. I feel like she was being a little like critical in ways towards her, like with the house stuff, and not really like, I know she didn't understand it, but I feel like,
yeah, like sort of that like sympathy kind of like ran out at a certain day, and then it was like
exactly. So I'm like, okay, well, you got all the patience and empathy and softness for Tom Sandoval, but with Ariana, you're like, well, you live with him, so you lost me. Mm. It seemed a little, the imbalance there didn't really, I don't know.
I get that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
You just had the reunion. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit before we get to see it. How are we generally feeling coming out of this season's reunion, maybe compared to last season's?
Not well, bitch. Honestly, it was exhausting. I mean, it always is exhausting, but like, it was a really long day, of course. Much different than last year, thankfully.
Less coming and going of people who had to be kept apart.
Yeah, I was like, James, you've not got up once.
Wow.
I know.
That's growth.
He didn't leave to go take bathroom breaks. but no, it was still like very emotionally charged.
Yeah.
There's a lot of tears. And but I think I can't give anything away.
It's okay.
But I mean, I did not like it at times. I got very upset.
I feel like
it got mad.
I don't know if you, I feel like you're somebody who's like, some people like live for the reunion. They're like, this is my chance to go in there and like set fire to the rain. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. And some people it's just like, okay, like, I guess we have to do this because it's the end of the season. Is that kind of your vibe?
No, I am not a carpe diem at the reunion. I'm just like, I guess I don't know what kind of fresh hell people are going to bring. So, but like, we got to do this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I just, I am like just clenching my way through it. I truly don't. Yeah.
I'm curious. Are you going to watch The Valley?
You know, I'm sure I'm going to catch some of it. You know, I mean, like, I'm friends with some of the folks on there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you talked to Brittany and Jax at all lately?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I have about, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Okay. You'll catch some of it, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious. So we talked about looking back kind of like, you know, over the course of this 11, 12 year run, it's been a lot. How do you feel like doing the show and kind of the whole experience of this world has changed you personally?
Oh my gosh. Well, I it's like I've been doing it for so long that I'm like,
I know.
Don't even know.
Like, even thinking back to season one, I'm like, okay, like who was Katie?
I mean, I'm a different, I think anyone who, between the time they're 26 and now 38, like they're just a different person in general. So mm-hmm. just comparing me to that person, I've grown a lot. I think I'm, I don't know. That's an, it's hard to say because yeah. I just, I've changed just as a person.
I think you're good at like standing your ground emotionally and like
thank you.
Asking for what you need.
What else? Tell me more about how it changed. I don't.
Your hair is different.
Yeah, the haircuts. I mean, I think, like I said, like watching yourself on TV, it's if you can, yeah, have that kind of self-awareness, mm-hmm. it can be a really amazing healing tool. Mm-hmm. It can really force you to grow up and force you to change some things or not. Some people just, they're like, nah, I'm great.
12 years looks different on different people.
No, it truly does. But I think, you know, it's definitely made me tough in a mm-hmm. good way, but also maybe too tough in some ways. But, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not easy to do this. You know, you put a lot of yourself out there, a lot of very intimate moments and parts of your life out there. And people get to just rip it apart. So it's to come back year after year for more is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about me, but.
Yeah, well, maybe we stay off Reddit sometimes.
I'm a masochist. That's what it says. That's what I've learned.
Hey, you're doing okay. You're making it through.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Katie, for being here. This is so fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Watch Vanderpump Rules Tuesday nights on Bravo. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all, like, uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer and Shannon Sassone. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.